But public media stations are uniquely suited to adapt in support of local communities during times of high need, that's us, and have readily developed resources to support families, educators, students during emergencies and crises. Responding to the urgent need for educational resources when school buildings have been closed due to the pandemic, we here at WGVU have mobilized to bring our West and Southwest Michigan communities high-quality, free, I like that free word, at-home learning broadcast programming. Of course, that's supported by online resources and lessons. We've also organized many additional educational resources and materials for pre-K through 12 students that educators, parents, and students can follow. Monthly, we've been very fortunate to share our By Leaps and Bounds segment, where guests come to our studio or on the phone to talk about the programming and the need to stimulate these young minds. So let's talk about By Leaps and Bounds, featuring WGVU at-home learning resources for educators and parents. And why not talk to you, Kristen Bomberg, my colleague, education coordinator with WGVU. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you for you staying home and staying safe, unless you're up on the eighth floor. If you are, you know, knock three times and let me hear you. But I hope all is well with you and yours.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Shelley. I haven't seen you in a while, so.
Yes, I know it is. Like I say, we're all going to want to hug each other as soon as we get back, but I might Facebook Live us before the morning's over, so tune in there. We have spoken before, obviously, Kristen, but would you define your role at WGVU?
Yeah, my work at WGVU is focused on supporting and engaging the educational needs of our community's children, parents, and educators, working with them from early childhood programs through high school with our PBS and NPR education resources. I often work in collaboration with many community organizations on education-related projects and initiatives. And, really WGVU's education program is focused on sharing access to opportunities, resources, and tools to further the success of, in broadcast, the 28 counties that we serve. And my professional experience has been centered around working with vulnerable children and families. I taught for 8 years, and I'm also a mom to four amazing kids. I have two in elementary school, one in middle school, and one in high school.
Wow, so you are practicing what you preach for sure. Very nice. I'm going to be somewhat feeding the question, but how is the work you are doing important to our communities, Kristen?
Well, we know that early brain development can have a lasting impact on a child's ability to learn and succeed, and those most critical years are birth to age 5. And despite this importance in early learning, more than half of 3- and 4-year-old children in Michigan are still not in preschool. And widely for families, it's access to high-quality programs, costs, and even transportation that are impacting their ability to, the children's ability to be part of preschool programs. And, you know, for vulnerable children already facing significant barriers, this further impacts their kindergarten readiness. Increased school readiness supports third grade reading proficiency, and that's even correlated with graduation rates. After 5 decades, PBS remains at the forefront of education because PBS Kids helps to prepare children for school readiness, and it delivers educational content to about 98% of U.S. households. So whether it's a kids show, an app, or game, our content is created with child development and education experts using evidence-based content and demonstrated learning objectives that teach social-emotional learning, along with those really important academic and life skills. And what's great for parents and teachers is that PBS Kids content is designed to include adult-child interaction, which facilitates family and classroom participation in media use, and it models effective social and learning interactions. So as a parent, I really appreciate that resources such as PBS Kids for Parents or the Daniel Tiger for Parents app, it really empowers parents to actively engage in their child's development, growth, and learning.
Thank you for that reminder. How has WGVU responded to COVID-19 in terms of education?
Well, as you mentioned, public media stations are definitely uniquely suited to adapt in support of local communities during times of high need. And we've already developed so many resources, and they have them at our disposal to support families and students during times of crisis. And you know, especially around education. And we've been able to provide at WGVU both accurate, up-to-date information and offer these free local and national education programming, lessons, and resources to our community during this period of uncertainty. So with schools closed, we responded to this urgent need for at-home learning resources for pre-K all the way to 12th grade students by putting together some of the resources that we already had. So in addition to our regular PBS Kids and PBS Kids 24/7 programming, we were able to utilize our World Channel to feature programming for middle and high school students between 12 and 5 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Our PBS and World Channel programming is additionally supported by online learning through lessons and resources on PBS Learning Media. And we've organized these resources by grade for educators and parents on our at-home learning page. So WGVU also assembled friendly, kid-friendly resources to support family conversations around safety and COVID-19 prevention, along with coping skills to deal with what children may be experiencing, and that's on our family health page. And finally, on social media, we're doing our best to promote events and opportunities for educators through PBS Teachers. They're continuing to offer free professional development for pre-K to grade 12 teachers to support them with acclimation to distance learning. In fact, on Wednesday night of this week, teachers can actually chat with Ken Burns. And for families through PBS Kids, they're doing story times. Michelle Obama today is the second book in the series of books she's reading at noon, and she's reading There's a Dragon in Your Book today. And then there's tons of other fun activities for kids. So PBS Kids has also put together this fantastic daily newsletter that contains just a few focused educational activities for families, which is great because it doesn't feel overwhelming. And this particular newsletter would be fantastic for families with children between the ages of 2 and 8.
Very nice. Kristen Baumberg with us. Regular segment we call By Leaps and Bounds. Today, talking about how WGVU's at-home learning resources for educators and parents are available for you. So, yeah, you're practicing what you preach. You're balancing parenting, schoolwork, and certainly work working from home as well. What is your advice for parents?
Well, to start, for teachers and parents alike, I would definitely say you're doing a great job. Wherever you're at, whatever you're able to accomplish in a day, that's amazing. Because full disclosure, even with my education background, and my kids have amazing teachers supporting us, this is not easy. And some days definitely feel more successfully balanced than others. I will say that PBS and NPR resources have helped at my house. There's a PBS Kids activity that inspired us to do a boat building competition. It had my entire family and our dogs crammed in the bathroom around the tub to see which boat could hold the most penny passengers and still float. And my kids have also been discovering NPR podcasts. They have great options for kids. And to teachers specifically, they should know that their students are missing them as much as they're missed. It's not easy to translate everything that teachers do in a day, especially those connections that they make for kids. It's very hard to put that into a distance learning lesson. And, the way that they're continuing to connect with our kids, you hear so many great stories about the things teachers are doing, and it's so appreciated. And for parents, I would remind them that learning opportunities are everywhere. You know, even though our kids are not in school right now, they're still learning so much every day. And play is such an important part of healthy brain development. So it's great to just encourage that time to play and explore. And parents are doing educational things all the time and may not be realizing it. Sorting the laundry or even baking teaches math skills, and playing games teaches higher order thinking skills. Reading books or even storytelling builds literacy skills, and being outside is an opportunity to explore. Take dance breaks, tell jokes, create art. You know, it's important to find what inspires your kids and you and sparks that love of learning, and just do that.
Very nice. How can others support or help the work, Kristen?
Well, you know, we know that children's educational success is definitely about more than academics, which is why coming alongside organizations and working collectively toward outcomes can be so powerful. As part of our community partnership work at WGVU, we're working within our community to support vulnerable children by helping to remove as many barriers as possible for all families and educators. Moving that needle for school success for all of our children will ultimately help in closing the opportunity gap in Michigan and strengthen our communities. So WGVU, the communities we serve, are made up of, you know, communities with very unique educational needs and challenges. And our program is made possible through community support from our sponsors, donors, members, and community partners who play a significant role in helping us to get our programs and resources into the community to more directly serve and support all of those children, families, and educators. And we're so grateful for all of that support. And this support, importantly, helps to keep WGVU's education program moving forward. And the more we can do is based on the support that we receive.
Right.
And a great example of this would be this radio series, where we're working with community partners to support their work. And it's an honor to support and share the incredible work happening around early childhood in our communities.
Let's keep the segment going, even in these times. Where do we find out more information?
Visit our web pages at wgvu.org/@home-education or wgvu.org/education-kids. They can also follow at WGVU Education on Twitter and at WGVU Public Media on Facebook. I'd also say that following PBS Teachers or PBS Kids on social media would be helpful as well.
Thanks, Kristen. Stay the course and come on back to work when you're allowed to. How's that? Education Coordinator, WGVU Public Media, Kristen Bomberg, on behalf of our By Leaps and Bounds segment.